Episode 422, How to Change a Bad Day.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, y'all. How are you doing? Come on in. Get comfortable. Are you wearing a smile today? You better be wearing a smile because you know what? We're talking about how to change a bad day. So you better not be coming with a bad day. But maybe you read the title and you said, I'm in a bad mood. I need to make it a good mood. So I'm glad you're here. Come on in. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. If you have questions, hey, head on over to createyournow.com. I would love to see you there. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We're there. I want to see you. I do. I want to hear from you. It's a great way for us just to interact. So the more I hear from you, the better off I am because then I know how to serve you. We are sitting here every single day creating and using our life skills to master a living legacy. You are the living legacy. There's no reason to wait until you're 6 feet under. Why not live the legacy right now, right where you are? Create your now and become your best selfie. All right, we got to get started. How to change a bad day. How does your day even become a bad day? Is there a definition written somewhere? Because I know when I Googled bad day, it was funny because I got all these different articles. Some good articles, as in, yes, they were talking about the subject, and others maybe not so much. And I was like, how did this get titled underneath here? Our definition of a bad day varies from person to person, from family to family. It's situational to situational. But we need to know how to change a bad day to a good day because we have those moments, don't we? We got to be honest about it. We are human beings. We are not of perfection. We are ones who make mistakes all the time, and sometimes we get into predicaments that we don't even know how we got into, and we're like, oh my goodness, maybe it was spilt milk. Yes, if you have children, you can so relate to the spilt milk. In fact, for me one time, it was a spilt gallon. It was catastrophe. I was not happy that day, and it was very much a very bad day, not a great way to start your morning. What about, for us women, a bad hair day? When the hair isn't working, okay, gents, you may have that same issue too. But I know us women, man, when we are sitting here and our hair is not doing what it's supposed to do and we have a meeting or we've got that special someone that we're going to go meet, oh my goodness, yeah, it's definitely a bad day. What about those mornings that you're so rushed? The alarm clock didn't go off. Oops, no time to shower. It's one of those things where, oh, hopefully the curling iron or pulling the hair back or kind of putting in a little bit of that extra goop, guys, that you put in, whatever that is, to give that slick, you know, look, all works because, man, you're already running late and you're hurried, scurried. Maybe it's a disagreement with your spouse. Maybe you've had this, you know, it wasn't even necessarily anything big, but yet to you, it's like, oh my gosh. You know, it's like the weight of the world is on your shoulders all of a sudden. Nothing's going to go right. And then you get in your car and you run into traffic. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's not even talk about road rage, right? We understand that because we get into this point of once when one thing happens, it's just a snowball effect and it gets worse and worse and worse. So how do you change a bad day? How do you go from that unexpected incident that's causing you havoc, maybe even missing a bill payment that, yeah, your water was turned off. Shh, that happened to me. Don't tell my hubby, even though he'll probably be listening to this. It did actually happen. Okay, so I have to tell you the story. It was a bad day, and actually it was a bad afternoon. We had gone away for a funeral. Yes, that part is the sad part. But it got even worse because when we came back home, I didn't realize I had missed the bill payment for the water. And talk about a big oopsie. Well, obviously we had a few days, but I don't always go to our P.O. box to check the mail. I just don't do it. We live in a rural town and it all goes to the P.O. box. So there were other priorities. We had been gone. We had the funeral and, you know, life was just kind of in a tizzy. You know, you don't plan for those kind of things. Well, then all of a sudden, one afternoon, I'm standing there about ready to do the dishes that we'd only been home maybe even just not even quite 24 hours. We'd just gotten back. And I started to do the dishes. And a little bit of water came out and then nothing happened. So I just turned it off, didn't think much about it. And then I was distracted by something. I don't know what it was. And then all of a sudden a child comes in, "Mom, something's not right. I'm about ready to take my shower and there's no water." I'm like, "What do you mean there's no water?" And so I go back to the kitchen because I knew I just had that little hiccup there. Like, where's the water? And just a little bit came out. And I turned it on and nothing happened. And we have this cool touch faucet my husband installed. You just touch it with your hand and it comes on. So I don't even have to like turn on anything. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, is the battery dead?" So I looked down on how it worked. No, everything was fine. Touched it again, tried everything. Nothing worked. I went to another sink in a different room, totally away that, you know, there wasn't any connection to the kitchen. No water. Talk about a bad day. And it was the afternoon. Oh, can you believe? Yes. I had minutes before the water place closed and I had to run over and pay that bill immediately. And I couldn't believe it. And then I, of course, you know what happened? I had to pay an extra fee to have it turned back on. Yeah, go figure. So you know you have those days. You have those bad days, those moments where you're like, "Oh, if I could just not have this happen to me, I don't need this right now." But how do you get out of it? Well, here you go. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Look for the good. How simple can you get? Look for the good in the opportunity of the bad. You got to look for that good. You know, ultimately, the good thing was in the middle of the afternoon of not finding that my water was turned on. Yeah, I didn't get those dishes done immediately. But what I did find out is that my water wasn't working so that when my husband came home that day, we had running water. Oh, thank the Lord. He would have been ballistic because he would have come home. We wouldn't have had water for that night. And then that next morning, he wouldn't have been able to take a shower. Talk about somebody being in the doghouse. It would have been me. But no, you have to look for the good. And so I looked for the good in that opportunity as I was driving very frustrated to go pay my water bill and have it turned back on because I physically had to go and pay for it in person. That's just how our little town works. And so I drove there and I just took, as I got out of the car, I remember specifically, I took the keys out, locked the door, and I took a great big deep breath. And I said, "Lord, I know something good's going to come of this." And I went in and I told the lady what had happened. She looked at my account, whatever, and she got it. And I had a conversation with her. She had a much worse day. And actually, I ended up lifting her up. Little did I know that my bad day actually was serving her worst day. Look for the good in the opportunity of the bad. The way you do that is number one, give a hug. Give, 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 give. We talk about looking for good. These are all G's. They're real easy to remember. So give. Give a hug. We are people. That means we like to touch. That's how we are made. That's how our Heavenly Father created us, is out of touch. So give a hug. Give a kiss. Give some love. Go squeeze your child and say, "I just have to give you a hug." I do that to my babies when they come home from school. I do that to my puppy dog. Yes, you all know we have a bulldog. He is an adorable bulldog. And he is so funny. And he's such a toucher. And he's been that way since the very beginning. And if he doesn't want to be, you know, petted all the time and caressed, he wants to be right next to you. And when I mean right next to you, he wants to have parts of you touching him. So a leg, a toe, a foot, something, he wants to be with you. When I record, I'm recording right now, he's in the room with us and he's looking at me smiling, as all bulldogs do. So give a hug, touch. It's so important. That will allow you to look for the good. Okay, number two, gratitude. We got to lead with gratitude. You've got to be grateful for where you are. Okay, yeah, that spilt milk that was all over the kitchen counter, maybe your counters just needed to be cleaned. And it was your opportunity to take out that cleaner and extra clean it right then and there for whatever reason. Be grateful. Have gratitude. And we don't always see it that way. But if you're not sure where to have the gratitude, give a compliment. Simply tell somebody how cute they look in an outfit, or I like your shoes, or your purse is really awesome. Guys, of course, be careful on what you say, because sometimes that can get you into trouble. But you can say, man, your hair looks really great today. I don't know what it is. Or I like that color of lipstick on you. So gratitude, be grateful. Be grateful for when your children smile at you and when you come home and they're waiting for you and they're just so excited. They're bursting at the seams like, I'm so glad you're here, mommy. I'm so glad you're here, daddy. Be grateful, because sometimes those days, they won't be there anymore. They're going to be grown and gone and you're going to be, yay, hallelujah. But then at times you're going to miss them too. So be and have gratitude. Gratitude is so important. Number three, grace. Grace. You have to have grace. And more importantly, giving yourself grace. Because if you give yourself grace, what happens is you're allowing yourself to say, oh, it doesn't always have to be perfect. Usually when we want to change a bad day and we're trying to figure out how to change a bad day, it's because we're trying to be perfect in somebody else's eyes. And maybe sometimes in your own eyes, but definitely in somebody else's eyes, because maybe you made a mistake or something didn't work out exactly. Something at work with the boss was just like, that project didn't end up like you thought it would. Or you're 10 minutes late into work. Better 10 minutes late than not at all. So give yourself grace. Very important. And number four, go. Go. How else can you move forward but then to go? Create movement. Go walk up and down the stairs in your house. Go outside and take a walk. If you're a runner, go run. If you haven't maybe even exercised that day, man, go increase that sweatiness of go. Because when we go, we are essentially moving ourselves forward, literally and figuratively. Our brain is saying, okay, we're going from this point to this point. How to change a bad day. How you change a bad day. You can do it simply by look for the good in the opportunity of the bad. Go give gratitude grace. You can do it. I believe in you. And then guess what? There's no excuses anymore, because now you're in a good mood. You're going to have a great day. It's not just going to be a good day. It's going to be a great day. And you can sit here and say, yes, I'm mastering these skills on how I can move from bad to good. And no matter what happens, I'm going to see you on the other side. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.